This is part two of a news piece called Value of a Voice or Dear FHB, encouraging listeners to share their voices with Allegheny Mountain Radio throughout the whole year. It is a challenge to write or speak some message of either affection or gratitude to a fellow human being. It can, but does not have to be, to someone you actually know personally. It could even be a celebrity from beyond our region. The importance is the message and your own way of saying it. It will be anonymous, and how recognizable it will be is up to you, the author. It may or may not be read in a voice that is the same gender as the author. The following is an example, not read in the author's voice, but hoping to encourage listener authors to share their own and suggest a reader if you feel inclined. Avoid controversial or divisive topics. Generously share your voice and parts of your experience that make your voice unique. April 18th, 2019. Dear Big Brother, believe it or not, I always think of your family on this day because of Paul Revere's ride and that whole Concord, Massachusetts thing. Remember April 18th in 75 when hardly a man is still alive and the two lanterns in the tower and all that? I'm sure you do. It's hard to reach you there in that clogged corridor, but I guess you're enjoying it. It's been so long, I guess you'll be surprised I'm even sending this. Have been working on that making amends thing and wondered if you've ever tried it. It's got to be good for all of us. So I decided to start with you, with a thanks. Thanks for being the reason I had to learn what standing on your own two feet really means. I know I didn't act like it back then, but if you hadn't have left me and Jill and Riley when you did, I might not have finished up school and stayed at work. They're doing just fine now, and don't even ask about you all that much anymore. This is the very best time of year here, no matter what. The sarvisberry and the redbud and the grass so green you could just taste the founder coming on the ponies. We've still got the original two. I remember you telling me that they'd ruin us at this old place, and I'm glad I didn't listen. So thanks again, because they're good company, and barely go through three round bales in a winter. And I do forgive you for leaving me here so soon after Grandma died. Like I said, we all got a lot more grown up fast. Last I talked to you, my nephew Ron was snowboarding. Is that your kids' fun over the winter? How far do you all have to drive? Are any of yours driving yet? Do you remember teaching me to drive about a month before you left? That was a good thing because I had another whole year till I got my license, and it was good to be able to get the twins at the bus stop and whatnot. I don't know if I was just lucky or if kind deputies just looked the other way because they had to know I was still in school and not yet 16. Ruby finally took me to get the test, and it took me a couple of times, but I got it. Do you remember me picking you up at the sheriff's office after that last DUI and not saying a word to anyone? I guess you're really glad to be somewhere else now. So thanks for those driving lessons, too. Well, not much new here. Just glad spring finally came around. The phone card is a help, too. We can always use one, so send anytime you feel like it. If you all take any trips this summer, it's fine. If you want to stop through, we'll be right here. Like I said, thanks, and now we're doing fine. Hope you are, too. Sincerely, Little Brother. This has been a first episode of Dear FHB, or Dear Fellow Human Being. It's an opportunity for listeners to share their voices. You can email amanda@amrmail.org or send a paper letter with a stamp to Dear FHB, care of AMR Drawer G, Hot Springs, VA 24445. For AMR, I'm Amanda McGuire.